Chris, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me today. It's certainly an unprecedented situation that most of us have never faced before.
Yeah, this is definitely a unique time. I was talking back with my mother about when the last time she had been exposed to this kind of a situation, and she reminded me about the polio breakout in the, I guess it would be the late 40s and 50s, and how there's so many similarities and what went on then to what's going on now. So it's definitely unprecedented. Maybe we've seen some touches of this when we had the ice storm and, of course, 9/11 from an economic standpoint. But some of the challenges that our businesses are facing now, they're seeing maybe some of those in the ice storm were a taste of it. This is probably going to be a little more protracted than that.
So I don't really know what sector to start in. Maybe restaurants would make the most sense. Where's your mindset as far as a small business that's serving food and suddenly all they can do is takeout or delivery? It's going to be an interesting time for those types of businesses.
Sure thing. So for restaurants and for really any business, I would say that one of the top concerns right now is to conserve cash. Cash is the lifeblood of the business, and really making sure that understanding how cash flows in and flows out of the business and conserving as much of that cash to maintain positive cash flow is going to be key. And I would say that for most of our small businesses, one of the first things that we might consider taking from a step standpoint is really looking at preparing a 6-month cash flow projection where the business really owner really sits down and looks at what cash is coming in the business and what cash is going to go out of the business over that period of time. And really making some realistic assumptions. So when we take a cash flow and we're looking at the next 6 months, of course, again, this is unprecedented times for many of us, but looking at what realistically can I expect to have from a revenue standpoint. So for our restaurants, as an example, we're going to get revenue from drive-thrus. We're going to get revenue from takeouts. And so we're going to have to adjust our projection model to what revenue are we going to have coming in. And then looking at, based on that revenue, what operating expenses can I cover? And starting to adjust those operating expenses to try to maintain that positive cash flow. So making realistic assumptions, looking out 6 months and saying, what can I reasonably expect based on what I know today, what my revenue projections are going to look like this week, next week. And, of course, that's a tall order to ask of anyone given the changes that are occurring in the economy and measures coming down from the federal government and the state government and local governments, all trying to, of course, keep us safe and keep us well and get us through this. But really boiling it down to what do I know today? What do I see today? What do I think and what do I know is happening? So if I know that after a couple of days of takeouts and a couple of days of deliveries, what am I seeing in my business? Also in other businesses that are open, what am I selling now? What kind of traffic do I see? And really being flexible to the point of how do I make those assumptions? What can I see is happening both from revenue coming in and revenue going out? How can I adjust those operating expenses and seeing what cash is available? And from a cash available standpoint, we have to think as business owners a little bit past just what revenue am I bringing in, but also looking at do I have any reserves? And the basic three fillers for our cash buckets, if you will, right now, determining what cash available means for me is what revenue do I have coming in? What reserves, if any, do I have or can I create in cash? And the third is, are there borrowed funds that are available? Are there programs that are going to be available to help me get through this? And 6 months is just an estimate on my part. I'm assuming that we get through what we're seeing from a virus standpoint. If we look at China and other countries and how this is cycling through. But also we have to look at the business's operating cycle. What is its cash cycle? What is its operating cycle? How long does it take to generate revenue to pay those expenses? And what does cash look like as it moves through the business?
Are there some resources that maybe businesses in the area aren't aware that can actually provide them help and guidance during this time?
So, yeah, one of the resources that we've pushed out through this situation is here at the Center for Economic and Entrepreneurial Development, we have a lot of partnerships with a lot of different federal and state agencies, and the SBA has been probably the most aggressive in reaching out and putting some information out there. So the Small Business Administration issued over the weekend its disaster assistance response for this virus. And I think that information will probably be available on your all's website. I know that we've pushed it out to the Economic Development Corporation contacts and chambers and other stakeholders in the region to kind of make this information available. And the SBA is working through what they're calling an economic injury disaster loan program. That program is going to lend up to $2 million per small business that can evidence under their requirements, as in SBA's underwriting requirements, that they are suffering. And those loans are meant to pay things like debts, payroll, accounts payable, other bills that can't be paid because of the disaster's impact. Now, it doesn't mean that everybody gets $2 million. What that means is they get to apply for it, and then SBA is going to make a direct loan, from my understanding, to those borrowers. So it won't necessarily be the traditional SBA lending where a bank is involved. I think SBA's position is during, like any disaster, how fast they can get those dollars to those that need those dollars and can get those dollars, they're going to push that directly. Now, where that program is today is that it requires the governor's request for the disaster assistance. My understanding is that has been done and is in the process of being approved, and I really don't know any more than that. And so I would assume that there would be a press release at some point in time, but I do know that action is underway. Those loans would be fairly competitive from an interest rate standpoint. They're going to be, based on what we're seeing from SBA, that's going to be about a 3.75% interest rate. And it could be for up to a maximum of 30 years. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we want to pay for a loan for 30 years, but generally looking at the cash flow needs of the business and what the restrictions are on their cash flow, I think that evidence is a pretty wide open, a lot of flexibility on SBA, at least on this initial side, of getting dollars to those businesses to keep those businesses up and running. And then that information is going to be available on SBA.gov. I think it's going to be available on WKMS's website. I know that some chambers are starting to post it, and some EDCs are posting it as well. Once SBA approves the state request, there's going to be a website that they can go to, and then there's also a number that they can call directly to get SBA's assistance. And I can give you that number now if you'd like that.
Please.
So the number for SBA's Disaster Assistant Customer Service Center is 1-800-659-2955. Again, 1-800-659-2955. And so the website, again, that SBA has, SBA.gov, in their disaster aid assistance page, does have quite a bit of information about what they're rolling out. And, I would recommend, patience with the process. Of course, the entire nation, once these start to go online, SBA is going to be flooded with requests. So, it's not like a check's going to show up tomorrow. Managing cash, conserving cash over the next week or so is going to be critical, and hopefully SBA will have its process ironed out by then. Other than that, we're monitoring what services are going to be available, and of course we're pushing those out to you guys, obviously, as well as to the other stakeholders in the region to try to get that word out.
Chris, do you have any final words for businesses and even consumers who are listening right now?
Well, I think that, of course, we all have to be safe and work and making sure that we and our families are safe is of primary importance. There are things that we can do that would support these small businesses. Obviously, now their revenue, especially our restaurants, are going to be driven by the public's demand for takeout and delivery. So when that makes sense for us as consumers to do that, I would encourage us to do that, because we're, especially in our communities in our region, we're helping ourselves. We're helping keep our friends and our neighbors' businesses open. We're helping keep those businesses and those employees in place. As business owners, we have to be prepared to deal with the situation because it is what it is. And for our long-term survivability of our operation, we have to focus on cash. We have to focus on what cash we have coming in and what cash we have going out, and maintaining that blood supply for our business to stay open so that when the clouds do lift, we can get back to normal operations and keep continuing to build that commerce base for our communities.
Chris, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today.
It's my pleasure. Anytime. I'm honored to be here with you.
Chris Woolridge is an instructor of economics, finance, and banking in the Economic and Finance Department in the Bauer and Feind College of Business at Murray State. He's also the director of the MSU Center for Economic and Entrepreneurial Development.